Now to some of your emails about yesterday's program.
Some listeners were upset by my interview about Iraq's future with Ambassador Kenneth Edelman, who famously predicted that liberating Iraq would be a cakewalk. Harris Meyer of Yakima, Washington writes this: despite the warnings of experts, Edelman failed to anticipate the fierce, persistent resistance to American occupation and rejected the predictions that the U.S. could lose thousands of troops. He said liberating Iraq would constitute the greatest victory in America's war on terrorism. How many catastrophic mistakes does a person have to make before NPR writes someone off as a policy expert?
Several of you have commented on the way we now refer to Barack Obama, including listener Jeff Scarborough of Athens, Georgia. He points to a story yesterday in which we said there was no on-camera statement by Mr. Bush or Senator Obama. Mr. Scarborough writes this: note the lack of honorific for the president, yet the senator is mentioned as such.
In fact, honorifics can be a little confusing in times of transition, but here is NPR's basic policy for identifying the president of the United States: President Bush, in the current case, on first reference, and Mr. Bush thereafter. It's a policy shared by many news organizations. Since Barack Obama is not yet president, he is generally identified as President-elect Obama on first reference and Senator Obama subsequently. That, Ms. Block, will change January 20th.
And finally, a clarification from listener Kari Njiri of Springfield, Massachusetts, on our obituary of Miriam Makeba. He writes this: I'm sure I must have heard a collective groan and scratching of heads emanating across the country when I heard your correspondent refer to one of Makeba's husbands, the late Stokely Carmichael, or Kwame Ture, as a Black Panther. Given that he was designated an honorary member of the Panthers, I guess that is technically accurate, but it was with a much larger activist organization, SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, that Stokely came into prominence as a leader and co-founder, not the Panthers.
Well, if you are scratching your head, groaning, or simply want to share your thoughts with us, send us your comments. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.